around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, January 25th. From coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is great having all of you here with us around the country as the fastest 2 hours in travel is on. Well, a programming note, an hour from now, we're going to be debuting a new show segment. It's called the Preferred Travel Panel. Many of you have asked us, actually, over the years to find a way to create extended conversations in the show. We've done just that, that's for sure. So make sure you're dialed in with us for the full 120 minutes today, as it will cover three segments next hour. All right, so let's go with the Mary. Good morning.
Good morning.
I say that all the time. Yeah. This is like the third time I've said good morning to you.
Third. Good morning. Good morning to all of our listeners.
Great to see my lovely wife's face across from me here in our studio.
Thank you. Excited about that preferred travel panel next hour.
We have a lot to do
before we get there. Show today.
Rudy, listen, we've said it for the first couple of weeks of the show. You know, your travels to Vietnam and Thailand to begin the year certainly played with your body clock. You're now back in Minnesota. How are you doing up there today?
I'm fine. I'm not quite sure what day it is or what time zone I'm in, but I woke up. I took a nap yesterday afternoon, went down at 1, got up at 5, and thought it was 5 in the morning. Couldn't figure out why it was getting lighter. I mean, darker instead of lighter. And I realized, oh, my gosh, it's only 5 at night. I'd slept 4 hours.
Well, you're back.
But you're here.
We're happy.
Here.
That's good.
Impressive.
You're in front of the microphone. Who are you, people, and why am I talking to you?
Exactly right. You know, you've got your many of your miles booked in for the year already, so you won't have to worry at the end of the year.
That's
true. Bobby, listen, I want to know what the good word is from Dallas and the Network Command Center. I have two words for you, Brian Schottenheimer.
Yeah, that's two words and, like, six syllables. But, all things good here in Dallas, And no big complaints about the new head coach. It's not the biggest hire, not the best hire, but he's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, that will be an unfolding saga for you going forward. So we'll see where that goes.
All right. Well, I'm going to steer us into the polls. Thank you to everyone who voted at rmworldtravel.com. So first question, what's your favorite part of the airport process or your flight? I'm going to work backwards. 9%. Well, it's tough. I'll work backwards. 9% if you chose other. I personally think bathrooms should have been in the other. I would have picked that one. 14% if you said time on flight to work watch. Oh, no, not favorite part. No. I'll get to that in a minute. My favorite part of the airport is not the bathrooms. Let me just clarify that. 14% of you said that you like the flight for time to work, watch movies, and read. So basically catch up. 21% of you said that you like the airport restaurants and bars. 11% the anticipation of arriving at your destination. 19% of you like to shop in the airport stores. And 25% of you enjoy the private airport lounges.
Well, I work all the time on flights. I never sleep. I can't sleep on flights. So I'm right there with the 14% of folks.
The private airport lounges,
we love them, but it's certainly a lot more challenging to get into it. So good luck, whether you've got a credit card, whether whatever your status is. I mean, you know, I don't know. Rudy, any thoughts?
Rudy, what do you like?
Well, I agree with Robert. I like airport lounges, too, but some of them are getting so crowded. You're right. I'm an anticipation guy. And there are these studies, you know, that show anticipating a trip is often the best part of your trip because you have, you know, like anything could happen, you know.
Can reality meet the anticipation or the expected? I guess I don't know. So we'll see. All right. So what's question two?
Okay. So here's where the other in the bathrooms comes in for me. So the question was, what's your least favorite part of the airport process or your flight? 9% of you chose other. I would have thrown bathrooms in there. 12% of you chose security. 11% check-in, 13% ground transportation to and from the airport. 21% of you don't like to wait at the gate to board. But you have to wait.
No.
This is where gateways, the term that you hate
for
2024
comes
in.
I don't like that. I don't like calling
people
names.
You know you have to wait.
Don't compartmentalize.
So we have to wait.
But to me, I want, you know,
Mary. Can you imagine traveling
with us, Rudy? All the time we do. I like to walk right up. And when they say,
it's been a while since you've traveled with us. This is what we do.
Come on, Mr. Carey, get right on.
I'm on board with the majority majority here? The majority, 33%, voted that your least favorite part of the whole airport process or the flight process is the plane food.
Well, but people don't eat because they have to. They're bored, right?
Yes, so, but so plane food years ago used to actually be, I mean, it's never been great, but it's awful.
How often do you see me? I don't even bother eating.
Even in first and business class, I think the food's
terrible.
I can
sustain myself for 4 to 6 to 12 hours if I had to. I mean, I'm not going to die. So, I mean, the fact is, I don't want to wait at the gate.
Just, Rudy,
it's lost time. I'm never getting back.
Well, I agree with you on airplane food. Let me talk about bathrooms for a second. We are very blessed with an excellent airport in Minneapolis-St. Paul. And when they renovated the whole place, one of the things that I appreciate, and I've only seen it one other airport, which was Singapore on this last trip. I'm sure there are other airports that have this. But you go into bathroom. First of all, they're always clean. They're huge and spacious and well-lit. But more equally important, you turn on the water to wash your hands, and it's warm. Now, this is a winter. Minnesota is, long winter. But turning on cold water in the winter to wash your hands in an airport,
it's not ideal.
But it's always instantly warm. Yeah. They've made it so. And Singapore is the same way, even though it's very temperate.
But maybe the cold water forces you to use the soap, which actually is what makes the difference versus just running
the soap. I use it with warm water, but it's more pleasant.
Who wants cold water when it's cold?
Okay. All right. All right. Well, listen, new travel polls just went up on our website, folks. We hope you go vote in them. They're focused on areas of growth the new Trump administration will have and what you're most optimistic about. Certainly, it's been some weeks so far. So go cast your vote. Our show website is rmworldtravel.com. You will find them right there on the homepage. And by the way, we're going to be discussing more of the new Trump administration in the preferred travel panel an hour from now. So, Mary, right now, why don't we jump into the travel news roundtable?
Right. So,
start us off?
Yeah, so just a real quick one, since the CEO of Breeze Airways, David Neeleman, was on our show recently. Good for them, posting their first quarterly operating profit for last quarter. So good news for them. Now on to Boeing news about that transition. So we talked about them a lot last year, most recently when their machinist strike ended in early November. But that strike, combined with all of their other financial woes, contributed to a $4 billion loss in the fourth quarter for Boeing. Wall Street was way off in their prediction of a $1 billion loss. So naturally, stocks fell on Thursday after the announcement this week. And total stock drops last year for them were nearly 15%. So CEO Kelly Ortberg, who really has his hands full getting this company stable again, did raise $24 billion in equity last year to keep the company operational. But, he warned employees in October that the company's not going to return to cash flow positive until they get their 737 production back up.
The FAA has them capped at
38 per month for at least this year.
Well, again, a lot of changes are coming in this country, so we'll see what they're going to be
capped
at.
That's a big job to
get
that
company.
But the fact
is, Boeing, $4 billion loss. I mean, when the folks decided to go out and strike, listen, this is what they
got. Yeah, that was a big contributor.
So now we're going to have a major layoff. It's really unfortunate. I'll take you this direction. This week you may have seen, if you follow the Wall Street Journal, every year they put out the best and worst airlines for 2024. On this program, we have it's so unfortunate. Mary and I here in the New York area, we fly American a lot. But since the airline became a transactional airline, we have tried to move a lot of our business away from them. Big issues. It's very disappointing. They finished pretty much near the bottom across the board in this year's best airlines. But Delta, Southwest, Alaska, and Allegiant, pretty much all across the board for overall rankings, on-time arrivals, fewest canceled flights, fewest extreme delays, least involuntary bumping. I mean, Delta, Southwest, Alaska, and Allegiant, they are getting it done out there. It's really unfortunate to see American. When American is slightly ahead of Spirit and Frontier, I think that says all you
United
need to know.
United came in fifth in everything, yet their stock is through the roof.
Yeah, well, United's got a lot of investment in technology coming. It's going to really pay off. So, all right, well, speaking of airports and airlines and all that, after this quick sponsors break, we're going to check in with both LaGuardia and New Orleans airports. We'll also get into travel scams, beer hotels, and Relief Factor that you hear us talk about as well. That's all ahead this hour. And then we get into the preferred travel panel.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you've been thinking about home security, now is the time to join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. They don't just react to break-ins, they help stop them. Their Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. Visit simplisafe.com/carry to get 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and your first month free. That's simplisafe.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors. Make your 2025 resolutions possible with Raycon's everyday earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. They're the perfect gym buddy or phone call companion with premium audio that goes where you do. Their latest model is better than ever with active noise cancellation, a 32-hour battery life, and multi-point connectivity. And they start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Right now, get up to 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What does living better mean to you? When you wake up feeling well, you do more of the things you love in life. If pain affects your life, Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. So give their 3-week quick start a try for just $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4, the number 4. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com, or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Welcome back, everybody. Great having all of you aboard with us today. Airport Talk is going to fill these next 10 minutes of the show, specifically LGA and MSY, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Because sudden changes, unknown situations, and world happenings could compromise your travel plans. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or even domestic, do what we do and get protected at TravelGuard.com/carry.
And you want to do that before you travel, folks, because packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it's one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It's going to safeguard you against many unknowns that can create issues, including work-related cancellations, medical expenses, passport or ticket replacement, maybe it's roadside assistance, trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, lost or delayed baggage, translation services, prescription replacement. I mean, the list goes on and on. You're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. So, as Mary just said, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry. Go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. You'll also find a direct link.
All right, let's get to the show hotline. For the first time today, waiting for us is Kevin Jolio, Director of Aviation at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport, and Suzette Noble, CEO of LaGuardia Airport Gateway Partners here in New York, for today's airport check-in.
Good morning, Suzette and Kevin. Nice to have you part of America's number one travel radio show.
Hello, good morning. Great to be part of it.
Kevin, nice to have you here as well. We really appreciate that, and thank you, Suzette. Kevin, we're going to start with you in New Orleans at an easy-to-navigate airport that, you know, we've been to, I don't know, 5 or 6 times over the years at least. Certainly this week, Mother Nature has put you and your team to the test. I'd like you to share, you know, how MSY has handled all the snow, ice, you know, the freezing temperatures to hit your area, and do you expect normal operations today on Saturday or certainly heading into next week for the airport?
Well, the region has really been shut down with the weather that's moved through. Took 10 inches of snow at the airport, 10 or better in different parts of the city and region. It's a deep southern city, not really equipped to handle situations of this nature. And but we have managed to work through getting the airfield safe to function on and back open as of yesterday evening.
Okay.
And expect full operations today.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, it really is a once-in-a-lifetime weather event for you guys, so I'm glad to hear you're back and operating. So, Suzette, with all the travel that Robert and I do, we do get to experience a lot of different airports domestically and internationally, and living here in the New York area for most of our life, LaGuardia, although convenient, was never a pleasant airport experience. That's certainly changed. The airport is now winning awards, and with all the rebuilding that occurred and the expansion, it's really been incredible. Terminal B is absolutely stunning, and you can see it with fellow passengers and even the employees. Talk about the new LaGuardia and how the airport is finally delivering a first-rate travel experience.
Well, thank you, Mary, very much. We are absolutely proud. I think when we, it was actually just yesterday that we actually hosted Calgary Airport here. And the funny thing is they're flying to New Orleans today. So they'll be experiencing, Kevin, you know, your great weather and your great airport too. But we are incredibly proud of what we've been able to do. It was definitely no small feat as we think about my company here, LaGuardia Gateway Partners, and our stakeholders, Vantage Airport Group and Meridium. What we did was we took a $5 billion opportunity to really redevelop to an amazing airport that New York is well-deserving of, and that we're incredibly proud of. But one of the things that we did is we really made sure that we brought together the best in the industry to really think about the architectural design that will meet passenger needs, not just today or improve what the old CTB was, but what the future would look like as well. So I think we've done a really great job in really thinking about what that can look like from curb to gate. And then also, too, how do we make it as easy as possible in working with our TSA partners? Our standard wait times are about less than 12 minutes, right?
It's a breeze to go through the airport.
It's improved dramatically.
It's not, like I said, as Mary said, it wasn't very often that we would say it was a happy experience to go through LaGuardia. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute with you, but Kevin, I wanted to go back to New Orleans because, you know, what we enjoy about your city, it's the authenticity, it's a one-of-a-kind destination, and you cater to so many types of travelers, including a large number of business travelers, because New Orleans, as we all know, it's a top convention city. So I can't recall a time when we've traveled through your airport when some type of construction or remodeling wasn't happening. I'd love for you to share with folks listening some of your recent upgrades and enhancements as well.
I think the listening audience ought to know that I'm in a southern city in traffic where I've been sitting for 2 hours with roads covered with snow and ice trying to safely navigate. So if I don't appear focused and answers are short, there's good reason for it.
We understand.
I tell you, we went through a $1 billion terminal development program here in New Orleans, moved into a new facility on the opposite side of the airfield in November of 19. Of course, COVID came about, or the pandemic hit just a few months after we were in. And, you know, that was kind of a blessing in disguise as we opened. Of course, with anything new, we experienced some issues, which the downturn through the pandemic gave us an opportunity to go in and correct some things. But as it's turned out, it's a great facility. It's an award-winning facility. We really greatly improved the concessions offerings in the facility, access to the facility is great with direct flyover access from the interstate system.
Yeah, it's very easy to navigate as well.
Surface roads and traffic lights and so forth.
Right.
It's totally new. We just shifted the entire operation from the south side of the airfield to the north side of the airfield developed on a greenfield site.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate you sharing that. And again, we want you to stay safe there as you drive. So, Mary, what you with Suzette?
Yeah, so Suzette, back in November, we spoke with the director of Dallas Love Field. And like his airport, there are some restrictions carriers must follow with LaGuardia. For example, you're not going to take a direct flight to L.A. or Seattle from LaGuardia. We have JFK or Newark for that. But you do offer great service to other major cities like Boston, D.C., Atlanta, Chicago, a lot of cities in Florida. Talk with us about some of the top airlines that serve the airport. And what are some other cities around the country you have strong connections with?
Yes, thank you, Mary. So I think we're really actually, so the six airlines that we have here are majority of the airline carriers, American Airlines. We have United, Southwest, JetBlue, Air Canada. And when you think about, and Frontier Airlines as well, I think one of the things that, yes, due to the perimeter rule, we can only really travel out about 1,500 miles in radius. So when we think about, yes, like Boston, when we think about D.C., even our Florida market, I would tell you, is an incredibly strong market for us, for American Airlines and for JetBlue as well. And our Atlanta market as well is very, very, it is something that, you know, I think most guests try to travel to. through as well. Mm-hmm. And what I think, you know, we meet with our airlines quite often and things that we're also looking at, what are some of those new destinations that we can potentially kind of influence as we probably think about, and especially when we're not, you know, we're also, we have a slot, we're slot controlled. So in those periods that we have a little bit more flexibility, how do we think about Bermuda? How do we think about Martha's Vineyard? How do we think about some more vacation spots that would be appealing to our passengers as well?
Well, wow, that makes some sense. Yeah. So last question I'm going to ask really quick. We need about a 30-second answer. You know, what's something about your airport that's new or enhanced for 2025 that you want travelers to know about? We'll go with you first, Kevin, and then we'll end with Suzette.
It's really, we're in a brand new facility. So it's all new and different. There's new air service being added all the time.
Okay, there, that's important. And Suzette, yeah, what would you say for LaGuardia here in New York?
Yeah, so I would share at LaGuardia, I think we're pretty excited at how we continue to really elevate our experiences and working with our partners. We are looking in 2025 in our partnership with the TSA to continue to expand our touchless ID access as well. We've been doing that with United Airlines, and that will be launching this year with American Airlines as well. This continues to make the screening process even more efficient. I think the transaction time for touchless ID is 6 seconds. So again, it allows our guests to just make a much more frictionless
experience. And you know what? That's an important thing at airports. So Suzette and Kevin, thank you very much. Good information today. Kevin, stay safe down there. I know Mother Nature, that has not been a kind week for you. So appreciate the airport check-ins. Enjoy the weekend, okay? All right, MSY and LGA, there you have it, everybody. Kevin certainly has his hands full down there for sure this week. Appreciate him giving us a little bit of his time today. So share your experiences with us, by the way, folks, at rmworldtravel.com/contact if you have traveled through or you have your own personal experiences at these airports. Up next, we're going to talk travel scams to be aware of. Our newest show segment, The Preferred Travel Panel, is about 35 minutes away from its debut. We're going to pause right now for some sponsor messages in the bottom of the hour break, but we're coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patented adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
Make your 2025 resolutions possible with Raycon's Everyday Earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. They're the perfect gym buddy or phone call companion with premium audio that goes where you do. Their latest model is better than ever with active noise cancellation, a 32-hour battery life, and multi-point connectivity. And they start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Right now, get up to 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
We'll echo that and also say welcome back. As I said before the break, folks, we are now going to expose some travel scams for you to avoid, and we're sponsored by AMA Waterways.
With over two decades of experience on the world's storied rivers, AMA Waterways excels with captivating itineraries, gourmet dining, outstanding onboard comforts, and a truly attentive crew. So whether it's Europe, Asia, Africa, or South America, your travels will be a river cruise to remember.
For a limited time, you can enjoy a more immersive travel experience and spend up to four additional days exploring destinations complements of AMA Waterways. This means beyond the river cruise, you'll now have 4 days in a world-class hotel, plus excursions and more are included. Book by March 31st to get this deal at AMAWaterways.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, from travel apps and others that collect your data to public Wi-Fi dupes, travel scams are real, and today we're going to try to help you avoid a few, so off to the show hotline we go as we connect with the senior security analyst for PC Magazine, Kim Key.
Nice to have you here with us today, Kim.
Hey there. here. How you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. Appreciate you joining us this morning. So, you know, listen, there are a few things that we want to discuss today, and we're going to start with the recent report from McAfee. And found it interesting. It found about 60% of Americans worry about scams using enhanced AI and deep fake images. I know Mary and I, we talk about that with our sons a lot. It also said a third, they don't trust booking trips online as well. So that's another thing I want to talk to you about. So let's go here. You know, clearly AI scams could absolutely affect online bookings. Share what listeners should be aware of.
I would say that anytime you're dealing with anything online, trust your gut and take your time when looking at listings and looking at your booking website. And the reason for that is because a lot of scams rely on you not paying attention. So if, say, you open up Travelocity or some other site and you see an ultra-low price for a rental, don't immediately book it. Spend your time doing some research and comparing and seeing if you see a duplicate of that same listing.
That's good advice.
A lot of times scammers will duplicate listings. They will list some things as ultra-low prices, and those prices obviously are false. And you won't find out until you show up wherever you're supposed to be.
Yeah. And you're not getting in.
Yeah, and not be able to get in or anything like that. So I really suggest doing a lot of research. We don't want to do this, but it's a good idea to do a lot of research. Go ahead and remove the price filter on a website and type in the address of the place that you want to get to. See if there are multiple listings for that address. If there are, just avoid it entirely instead of trying to figure out which one is the right one, right? Duplicate photos as well in a listing. A lot of times scammers will just flood a listing with a bunch of different photos in the hopes that you're just like, well, there are 30 photos here. I'm not going to go through all of them. But sometimes those photos can be for completely different places.
So
that's another way to see if that's a fake listing.
So you gave you're giving some great tips. I do want to ask you about public Wi-Fi. There's another cyber hack that's been in the news lately a lot called the Evil Twin, where a fake Wi-Fi network is made to look like a legitimate network in a public area, like an airport or a hotel. Robert and I stopped using public Wi-Fi networks years ago. What are ways you suggest travelers protect themselves from scams like the Evil Twin, whether it's hotspots or VPNs?
I highly recommend using your own personal hotspot, whether that is buying a hotspot, a physical hotspot. You can get that, you know, online if you need to, or creating your own hotspot on your phone and just doing any sort of internet stuff over your own data, because quite frankly, it's really hard to figure out what Wi-Fi is genuine. You know, a lot of times you'll go to a hotel and it'll be, you know, Marriott Guest, Marriott Rewards, Marriott, etc., for different Wi-Fi hotspots. Don't bother trying to guess. Just go ahead
I agree with you. I'll tell you right
that's
now.
That's pretty scary.
Even
some of them just look legitimate.
With all the travel Mary and I do, frankly, I will never use any Wi-Fi, period, to go into banking or other things. I will actually use my phone and hotspot. I make it into that, and I'll connect only on that because I know I trust the two devices and so forth. You know, we also saw, though, you did a story for PC Magazine. It didn't surprise us on what it was, but it did grab our attention, the amount of data that the apps collect on users, including popular travel apps. So many travel companies want us to use their apps. Personally, I don't like those either. But talk about the data that's collected and your general thoughts on this.
Most of these apps are collecting massive amounts of data. And that data can be your physical address. It can be your name. It can be your location. And they will continue tracking you well after you have closed the app. As long as that app is on your phone, it is steadily collecting data about you, about your family. It will go through your pictures. And you can find all of that out by going to the App Store and seeing the app's privacy report. Just scroll down and see everything that they are self-reporting that they're collecting about you.
Kim, I have to stop you for a second. You're saying that when we close our phone out, that app is still running and collecting data.
It is, yeah.
Not necessarily your phone. phone, but okay. if you just close the app,
yep.
even if you're not using it,
right.
it can still run.
Wow.
And it can still collect all of that.
I happen to be Mary's iPhone. I'm Android. I always force it to quit. But Kim, listen, there's a lot we could talk about. Hopefully we've helped some mm-hmm. folks today. Very much appreciate your time. Just think if criminals put all this energy into positive purposes. I mean, we'd have such better world.
Exactly.
Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there we go. Good information. We need to do a little more of these segments.
These really affect travelers. So, all right. As we approach the next sponsor's break, I will tease that beer hotels are next. We are now about 25 minutes from the debut of the Preferred Travel Panel. Stay with us, everyone.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here saying, come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now, you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by amac.us/carry. Can I have your undivided attention for a moment? With the new Trump administration off to a fast start, these first 100 days are going to shape the future of our nation in ways that will have lasting impact. Will Washington deliver for President Trump and all of us on the promises that matter most, like securing the border, restoring energy, independence, and cutting wasteful spending? Our friends at AMAC, that stands for the Association of Mature American Citizens, are holding our elected leaders accountable with the first 100 days tracker. This powerful tool will keep you informed on the administration's progress. It tracks key priorities and empowers you to join the fight for a stronger America. AMAC is extending an exclusive deal to you as a listener of this show. 47% off a five-year membership. That's normally $60, but you can join now for just $32 for 5 years. As an AMAC member, you're not just staying informed, you're also unlocking valuable benefits like big discounts on so many travel options, plus insurance, retail, and more. You'll also receive America's number one conservative magazine. So no matter your age, this is your moment to get involved. Stay informed, stay engaged. Join AMAC today and help ensure promises are kept and America is restored the way we all want. Go to amac.us/carry right now to join at this special rate and access the first 100 days tracker. You'll also find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, we talk about hotels quite a bit on this program, naturally enough, given that we're a travel show, but I don't think we've ever twinned the concept of hotels with touring for beer. But my guest, Allison Tibaldi, focused on that in a short list for USA Today of some of the best hotel breweries. Allison is a travel and food writer based in New York. She's lived all over the world and written for all kinds of people from New York Magazine to Emirates to Travel Weekly and been on CNN, the Travel Channel. Welcome to the show, Allison. Nice to have you. Let's look at maybe three of these if we can do that in the time. Probably the best known, but I didn't know they specialized in beer, is the Trapp Family Lodge in Stowe, Vermont. Tell me about that.
Yes, well, the Von Trapp family are the actual Von Trapp family from The Sound of Music, mm-hmm. And they own a very beautiful lodge in Stowe. It's, you know, set in nature. There's lots of outdoor activities, but they also have a brewery on site where they specialize naturally in Austrian-style lagers, and they actually brew the beer with spring water that's sourced on the property. So it's a really fun concept, I think. They also have some great Austrian-style beer food, you know, food that really pairs well with right. beer, like schnitzel and bratwurst. So it's a fun experience.
All right, and you obviously would have been remiss if we didn't take a look at Milwaukee, sort of the beer capital of the world. And there's a place there that's in a former Pabst Blue Ribbon brewery, and it's called the Brewhouse Inn and Suites. Tell me about that place.
Yeah, it's a terrific place, and I agree. I mean, I think Milwaukee probably has the richest, or certainly one of the richest, connections to beer in the United States. So it is very fitting that they have a boutique hotel that's actually pretty upscale, but the brewery has been totally renovated, the Pabst Blue Ribbon Brewery, into this upscale hotel. And it's really kind of cool. Besides, you know, learning about the story of beer and its connection to Milwaukee, they have a lot of different artifacts, like original copper brewing kettles and a stained glass window of King Gambrinus, who's the patron saint of
yes.
beer. So it's a really fun hotel. They have a very extensive tap list as well, with a focus on not necessarily Milwaukee brewed beers, but Wisconsin brewed beers, and a fun kind of Wisconsin inspired menu with things like cheese curds. So, you know, there's a very strong sense of place.
And I know from what you wrote, there's actually a brewery district in Milwaukee, and the Brewhouse Inn and Suites is there. Okay, let's go to Woodstock, New Hampshire, to the Woodstock right. Inn Brewery in New England's White Mountains. They've got four pubs at that place.
Yeah, they do. It's you know, it's very cold up there in the winter, so there's a lot of beer drinking goes on, and it's just the setting is absolutely beautiful. I mean, the mountains are really spectacular, and the inn it's a relatively small inn. I definitely call it cozy. Yeah, and they have four pubs. They have like an outdoor patio, which they've got, you know, heat lamps on, and it's really fun. It's just they have a lot of live entertainment going on there as well. So it's definitely a place that not only tourists go to, but it has a lot of local flavor. It draws a lot of people from around that area. So it's great. It's a great place for beer lovers or anybody. A lot of good winter sports up there as well.
All right, there are three places, but you can go to USA Today and just search for brewery hotels, and you'll find our guest total list. Journalist Allison Tibaldi, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Rudy. I appreciate it.
All right, there you go, beer lovers, in a hotel right there to collapse in. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, now that you know some of the best brewery hotels to go visit, Mary and I are going to take you in a very different direction for these next 7 minutes of the show. We're going to talk about ways you can help your travels, help your life, and that's going to be with Relief Factor.
That's right, and Robert and I first interacted with Dr. Jerry Mixon 12 years ago, and the product he was instrumental in creating, Relief Factor, has been a show sponsor for 11 years now, and I think many of you know this already. Natural product is designed to ease pain and discomfort, and it works so well that you can go out and enjoy all your travels. So off to the show hotline we go now to connect on air with Dr. Jerry Mixon.
Well, as the show transmits out to our now 600 plus weekly stations across the USA, say hello to America, Dr. Jerry Mixon, and welcome.
Good morning, America. Happy to chat with you this morning.
Well, great having you here with us. So as Mary just said, we have been working together with Relief Factor for 11 years now, and that means many show fans are living a better life because of the relationship that we all share. But for new listeners that are out there, or folks, maybe they're not as familiar with Relief Factor, I want you to briefly share what that aha moment was that led to creating the product, and then explain what it does and how it works.
All right. Well, actually, supplements were not my major focus in life. I'm a physician who owns and runs longevity medical clinics, and our job is to make people stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and happier. But I have a lot of physicians, our patients, and one of those doctors who treats a lot of orthopedic injuries came to me and asked if I could come up with a supplement that would help his orthopedic patients feel better, their joints injuries and their ligament strains and tendon problems and so on. So we delved into the literature and indeed found four products, each of whom decrease inflammation over time to the point that pain tends to fade away. But they work by four different mechanisms. So after thinking about it, I decided to be a bit unconventional and put all four of them into one product. And the idea being that if one didn't help, the other one probably would. And if that one didn't help, you got a third shot at it. And if that one doesn't, you got four. And by the time you take these, you've got four different products. One of them is certainly going to help you get rid of your discomfort. But it works in a different way. It doesn't cover up pain like aspirin or Tylenol or any of those sorts of things.
Yeah, you're not masking, right.
It suppresses the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And when you decrease the inflammation, the pain fades away. But sometimes it takes a while. So it's not one of those products you take it and 30 minutes later you feel better. What you need to do is you start taking it. You take it twice a day. Standard dose is one packet twice a day. And over time, the inflammation goes down and down and down. And at some point, it crosses a threshold in which you lose the pain. You no longer perceive any pain.
And so, that's why, of course, you offer that quick start for 3 weeks. So, Jerry, I have a question. Knowing you'd be joining us today, we asked a few of our connections questions they would have regarding Relief Factor, and I want to read one of them for you.
Okay.
So here's one of them. Would Relief Factor help me travel better? Meaning, if I'm stiff or in pain and I'm taking long flights and long train rides, will it help me?
Absolutely. Yeah. I travel a lot. I run some companies and my family and I vacation. We just got back from 3 weeks in the Caribbean, hitting island after island. You know, on our vacations, we kick our daily activity from about 12 to 15,000 steps up to 25,000 steps or so. I use my body heavily, and I'm in my late 70s. Sometimes when I travel, I actually have to go to three packs or even four packets a day to stay comfortable.
And that's okay to do.
Yeah, it is. But it means I can run up mountains and I jump off cliffs into rivers and swim.
And by the way, folks, you know, Kate does do this stuff. He's not kidding.
Okay, I have another question from another person we know. If I'm taking daily medications to lower blood pressure and cholesterol, is it safe to take Relief Factor and can I still drink an occasional glass of wine?
Okay, yes. A little bit of caution with the cholesterol. If you take four packs a day like I sometimes do, the FDA says there might be some increase in your triglycerides. So I'd keep it at three packs a day or less if you have cholesterol problems.
Okay.
But the other things you mentioned should be fine.
Okay. All right. So all right. We all know, you know, I want to talk travel and really affect right here. My brother always is prodding me every year about the effects of getting older. And frankly, Jerry, listen, in many ways, I still feel as good as I did when I was in my late 20s, 30s, maybe early 40s. But, you know, what I have found about getting older is when you reach back for that extra gear, you pay for it. Right. And so we know travel can be a grind. You're a lot more active, as you just talked about. So for regular travelers in our audience, why do you say Relief Factor is a good thing?
Well, just because you have a lot more fun if you don't hurt.
Amen.
I don't want you to hurt and then take it and try to cover it up. You need to take this every day. But if you're a regular Relief Factor user, you may need to go to an extra pack a day or something when you travel, but that's fine because now you're going to do anything you want to do and it's not going to hurt and leave you stiff and sore the next day.
And why the 3-week quick start pack to start? Why do you say that?
Well, I had a little motto. It says 3 a day till the pain goes away, and then you cut it to 2 a day. It often takes more to suppress the inflammation in the first place than it does to keep it suppressed.
Okay.
So you might need 3 a day. I've known a few people needed 4. But, yeah, you take enough to suppress the inflammation.
All
Once the inflammation is suppressed, then you can back off on the dose to whatever it takes to keep
it. Jerry, we will have to do this. I know we don't do it very often on this show. We'll have to do this again at some point. But, folks, listen, the website to find out more information and to order today, relieffactor.com. You hear us talk about that all the time. You can also find a direct link under sponsors at rmworldtravel.com as well. Dr. Jerry Mixon, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, Mary, there goes Dr. Jerry Mixon. Nice to connect with him this morning. And folks, right now, looking at the clock, I'm going to just say in about 7 minutes when we return to begin hour two. Well, we're going to debut that new show segment we've been talking about today, the Preferred Travel Panel. It's something many of you have asked for, and Bobby is getting ready right now to get 3 of our inaugural members queued up and on the show hotline. Thanks for being part of the fastest 2 hours in travel today, everyone. Stay connected with us anytime on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.